ASSINIBOIA, an Assiniboia Town Council meeting was held on March 28. In the RCMP report, speaking directly of a new drug, xylazine, hitting the streets that is extremely dangerous to anyone consuming it. Corp. Tamlin spoke to council of the drug problem in our area. Speaking directly of a new drug, xylazine, hitting the streets that is extremely dangerous to anyone consuming it. Caution is priority. Report accepted as presented. Moved by Fetz, Claremont. In attendance at council were Mayor Sharon Schauenberg, councillors Robert Ellert, Kent Fetz, Patrick Grandin, Peter Cordes, Renee Claremont, and joining via Zoom, Graham Harvey, Sal Clint Mothy, and Carrie Martin. Public acknowledgements were given to RCMP Corp. John Tamlin and to the Assiniboia Times. The agenda was accepted and adopted as read. Moved by Fetz, Grandin. Minutes of Assiniboia Town Council meeting of March 14 were approved and accepted as read. Moved by Grandin, Fetz. Minutes of Assiniboia and District Public Library from December 21, 2022 and February 3, 2023 were accepted and adopted as read. Minutes of Assiniboia and District Historical Society Board of February 8, 2023 were accepted and approved. Minutes of Prince of Wales Recreation and Cultural Board of February 23, 2023 were accepted and approved as read. Moved by Ellert, Cordes. RCMP report was given by Corp. John Tamlin. Corp. Tamlin will be leaving Assiniboia and a replacement detachment commander, Corporal Richard Kuhn, will replace him next week. Another new corporal will join the attachment in July. The mayor will proclaim National Volunteer Week in Assiniboia as April 16 to 22. An event will be planned for the Saturday morning to show our appreciation to all the valuable volunteers who make Assiniboia amazing. Event details to be announced. Correspondence. The 2022 Saskatchewan Municipal Awards were presented to the town of Lumsden for solar power project, to Bigger for their revitalization project, and to RM of Edenwald No. 158 for women in business project. Report from Sal Clint Mothy. A Genie 45 machine is now available in town. This will make height work much easier, safer, including putting up and taking down of Christmas lights, trimming of trees, etc. Town staff have successfully completed the operation certification and are happy it in action. The turbo station next to Shoppers was demolished April 3. The town council is currently working with Fire Chief Terry LaSalle on the Emergency Management Organization Committee. The list of paid accounts accepted as presented. The statement of financial activity accepted as presented. Moved by Cordes, Fetz. Request for decision. Prince of Wales board members, board member range number will be increased from minimum 3 and maximum 9 to a minimum 3 and maximum 11. Prince of Wales board members, the current board was accepted as presented. Fees and charges bylaw changes will be implemented in 2023. Airport fuel tanks. Request from airport lessee to move the fuel tanks. Request will be tabled until further information is available at next meeting. A bylaw to provide for the establishment of an emergency management organization was given first, second and third reading. Accepted, adopted as presented. Councillor presentations were given as to meetings and functions attended since last report. Chamber of Commerce announced new manager Sophie Morrison effective April 1. It was reported that all the trees in front of the parking lot of the Union Hospital have been taken down due to Dutch elm disease. It is critical to treat your trees if you have elm trees so the town does not lose any more of the greenery in town. The next town council meeting will be Tuesday, April 11.